Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace, truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, equality, through obedience, our obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. So that whole etymological train that we ran on Crestos, that is quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the atom, teaching of the atom, string theory or wave theorem. That whole teaching is right there in Crestos, and that whole teaching teaches us that that power is within us. Consider this. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, sisters and brothers, when you examine Christ and examine the Greek word logos, which is translated here as the Word, and understand that in Christian theology and teaching, Christ, the logos, Yahshua, the Word of God in flesh, becomes that agency that puts order to the universe. And remember what we said from the ancient Africans. Let's say this again. This Word of God, which in the Christian theology is equated with Christos or Christ, is seen as that power in the universe that puts everything in order in the universe after beginning in the mind of God. Does this not mirror exactly what the ancient African ancestors taught using the word Atum coming out of the mind of Ptah, which who came forth out of the waters of Nun? And you have, once again, waters of Nun, energy, potential energy, at rest, waters at rest, but then waves, and out of that watery wave reality comes Ptah in a earth mound. And then Ptah, out of the mind of Ptah comes Atum. And Atum, see, the period of Ptah is energy, but chaos and turbulence. We began with energy at rest, potential energy. Then we moved to Ptah, energy and turbulence and chaos. Out of the mind of Ptah comes Atum, separate but attached to Ptah, Atum. And Atum begins to call forth the various properties in the water, the waters of Nun, Nun, Nonet, Ha, Hahet, Kuk, Kuket, Amun, Amanet, begins to call forth the various principles of material reality and space and the womb and the reality of infinity and the reality of that which is finite and the reality of darkness and light and the reality of that which is hidden must be revealed. These dialectical material principles and reality, all of this put in order by Atum. And today the European scientists use the word atom, which is the same, which is the same teaching, using the same teaching in referring to the atom. They got the atom from atum. In Christology or Christian theology teaching, that same principle is told under the word Christ and Christos, and under the other Greek words, word logos, that we get translated as word. So the same science taught in the Greek language, but because the church and science, the church world or religious world, and the scientific world have been in this idiotic fight, we don't see that the same scientific principles are being taught right under our nose. But if we don't go back to Africa and don't go into the words, the definitions of the words, then we miss out. And once again, you are Christ, we are Christ, we are Adam, we are the atom, we are the atom, and we have that power to bring this whole chaotic world into order, and that is our job and our task. Now, as I was going through this teaching, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, Shabaka Stone, meditating on these truths, being learned, that we are learning from Booker T. Coleman, Gabrielle Oyibo, George G.M. James, the writer of the book Stolen Legacy. I said, let me just look up the word noon in my digital Franklin Merriam Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. And I was astounded at what I learned. Noon, and I've never thought of this before. It came up none. We pronounce it none in our English language. A woman belonging to a religious order, one under solemn vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And when you look at the etymological roots, it says from the Old English noon, N-U-N-N-E, from the late Latin nona. But we know this is African. This is noon. This is noon. This is the compilation of the sacred masculine and sacred feminine under the sacred masculine word noon, because remember, noon, sacred father, sacred divine masculine male, representing the material world, the material water, urine, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, these original spiritual plasma type waters, quartz, conductor and transmitter of light, green water type plasma. Even today, some of your waters in your deep oceans and whatnot appear to be green rather than blue. That's noon. And then the sacred divine mother principle, Nonet, she, heavens, space, and womb. So, in your nunneries, in your nooneries, in your noon are the women who are chaste and obedient and have taken a vow of poverty to unite in spirit, mind, body, and soul with the poor and the afflicted and the needy and the oppressed. And then the second word, sometimes when you look up a word in the dictionary, there's a principal definition, then there is a secondary definition. The secondary definition, this astounded me. This is from the ancient African ancestors. Is noon again. And this definition is the 14th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And this is pronounced with the U sound in the word noon being long. So rather than none, it's noon. We have been mispronouncing the word all along. It's noon. And this is from the ancient African ancestors, waters of noon. So we have this noon again in the African Hebrew alphabet, the 14th letter. And so I said, let me see if I can find this in online somewhere. And I ran across a website that teaches of the ancient African Hebrew letters and alphabet. And sure enough, the 14th letter is noon. And watch this, sisters and brothers. This is deep. This is deep. The picture that goes with noon is a seed. S-E-E-D. A seed. Have we not been talking about the waters of noon being the seed of life, germ of life called sperm? Representing that material, original plasma water that is the seed, has the infinite power of life, seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. So right here in the ancient African Hebrew alphabet is noon, and the symbolic picture is that of a seed, and the meaning or definition is continue, air, and sun. So the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, waters of noon, emitted into the sacred womb, divine feminine womb, space called nonet, that an heir may be born. And I'm not just going to say son, I'm going to say daughters as well. Sons and daughters. But the definition given here is continue, heir, and son. And I saw something else, sisters and brothers. Above noon is mem, the 13th letter in the African Hebrew alphabet. And mem reminds me of Memphis, and the Shabaka stone is a replica, a reproduction of this ancient teaching from the ancient Kemite city of Memphis. And so to me, I'm looking at the 13th letter mem as representing Memphis. And then the picture, symbolic picture that goes with mem is water. And we're back to those waters again. Waters of noon emitted into the sacred womb of Nonet. And the meaning here for mem is chaos, mighty, and blood. And so I'm looking at that chaotic period, that turbulent period, waters of noon at rest, emitted into Nonet. Then we have that Ptah period, energy in motion, turbulence, chaos. And then we have the Atum putting all of that in order. But look at this science right here in only two letters in the ancient African Hebrew alphabet. Number 13 in Africa Kemet is the number of resurrection. 14th letter, 1 and 4. 1 is everything and all in oneness. 4 is spiritual reality. The fourth dimension, which is the spiritual dimension, the number of foundation and preparation. 1 and 4 are 5. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, mind, body, and soul. Body is 5. What are we doing in our bodies? Are we using this knowledge and wisdom and understanding in our physical daily lives, in our physical structure? Now, I looked up the word noon. In the African Hebrew language, I said, well, this is an African Hebrew letter in the alphabet. Let me see noon. And I was flabbergasted again. Noon is the father of Joshua. But we have been saying none all along, but it's noon. And I want to play the pronunciation from the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary for your listening ears. I'm going to hit this function that will pronounce this word so that we may know without a doubt that we are on the right track. Here it goes.
Strong's H, 5126. Noon. Noon.
I'm going to play that again. Here it goes.
Strong's H, 5126. Noon. Noon.
The narrator said, Strong's H, standing for Hebrew. This is the Hebrew word, Hebrew side. Number 5126, pronunciation noon. This is noon all along. This is our African teaching, African science all along. And the definition here is fish. Where do fish live? In water. In water. What is the purpose of this water that we know is the seed germ of life? Posterity. That's the next definition. Now let me hit this word posterity. The word posterity is defined as all future generations of people. This waters of noon, sacred father, masculine, power, male. Seed of life, germ of life called sperm, where the fish live in water, where seed live in water, where the sperm is, which is watery substance having that power of life. The purpose is to continue the life of all generations emitted into the womb of Nonet. That life may come to birth. Womb. Space, Nonet. Look at this science right here, sisters and brothers. And then I hit the etymological root of noon, and we come to 5125, which is pronounced noon again. Let's hit this pronunciation key.
Strong's H, 5125. Noon. Noon.
Strong's H, 5125. The H stands for Hebrew. We're on the Hebrew side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Pronunciation, noon. And the definition, to continue, to increase, to propagate. Let's hit this word propagate and see the definition here. Propagate is defined as breed. Watch this. Watch this science. The African Hebrews studied this science and studied the ancient African teachings of the waters of noon. To propagate is to breed specimens of plant and animal, etc., by natural processes from the parent stock. And so we're talking about plants, we're talking about animals, we're talking about atoms, we're talking about sun, moon, stars, planets, we're talking about human beings, the human family. The other definition is to spread ideas and theory. So we're talking about thoughts, we're talking about knowledge and wisdom, we're talking about the propagation of all and everything that is pertained to life. Right here, this science was right here in the Bible all along. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, so-called Big Bang theory, theory of relativity, the atoms, all of this is right here in the scripture. But because there is this stupid, idiotic disagreement between the religious community and the scientific community, because neither one of them wants to go back to the ancient African scientists, teachers, and scholars, then they can't understand and see that all of this is one teaching. So God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, the Shabaka Stone, Booker T. Coleman, and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, getting us to understand all of this as the science of life. Stolen Legacy, written by George G.M. James, getting us, causing us to understand this science of life, that we do not see division between science and religion. All one teaching, the common denominator between Big Bang and the Word of God creating and the watery waves of noon is the concept of waves. Big Bang, that's a bang. That's sound waves and fire waves. Word of God is sound waves causing the Big Bang, causing the fire and sound waves, or light and sound waves, and the watery waves of noon, that wave reality, Aktum, speaking into the watery waves of noon to call forth the dialectical material polarities and opposites, material and the womb, infinity and that which is finite, darkness and light, and that which is hidden and that which is revealed, these opposites that work to produce life. All of this from the sound and light waves, waters of noon. So we don't see this fight. And those Illuminati Masonic leaders, House of Rothschild, they know this reality that we are teaching, but they do not want their lieutenants, their teachers, their politicians, their religious leadership. When you go and get and receive your scholarships, degrees, your papers, diplomas in religion and secular school, it is the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers that through their system give you those papers. And many have understood this knowledge, but they don't come before you and us and teach this knowledge. It's a secret. They're keeping secrets. They know that in our churches and mosques and cathedrals and synagogues, we are not getting this ancient African teaching right here in Bible and Quran, right here in Old Testament and New. This teaching sitting up right under our noses, but because the preachers and the imams and the rabbis intentionally or unintentionally, they are keeping this knowledge from us, because those who know aren't telling, and those who don't know because they have not gone into the definitions of the words. You see what I learned from just, I said, let me just look up noon in the dictionary, in my digital dictionary, and it ran me to the nooneries, not nunneries, nooneries, and it ran me to the 14th alphabet of the African Hebrew language, and then I saw the 13th letter, and then I said, let me look up noon in the Hebrew dictionary, and I saw all of that, posterity, and fish, which is fish live in water, and posterity to continue the generations. And then I looked up, researched the etymological root, which is noon again, and saw that propagation, and saw continuation, and saw increase, and saw animals and plants. We're talking about botany. We're talking about animal husbandry. We're talking about science, sisters and brothers, and we must bring our youth and babies to this reality and this teaching, because they have the job, the task, the mission of being the absolute facilitators of the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. And they will do complete the mission through the study of the universe, just like the ancient Africans studied the universe to understand how the Most High governs the universe, governs sun, moon, stars, planets, governs galaxies and Milky Ways, governs the seasons, governs the movement of the sun in the 26,000 year counterclockwise fashion, as well as the 12-month clockwise fashion, and in the counterclockwise fashion, 26,000 years and 7 pole stars. All of that science our babies must study. Black, brown, red, yellow, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. This is their time. You know the babies are ready. They're articulate. They're intelligent. More intelligent than we were at their age. These are the babies that are the Messiah children, the Messiah youth, the Messiahs, the Christs, the gods and the goddesses in human flesh. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.